All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Musicians Mastermind for the date May 9th, 2020. That's the day we're doing this live. You'll probably see it next week, something like that. But I want to talk to you guys about social media. I am doing social media wrong, and you probably are too. And this is a common thing that happens. The podcast started out, today's talk started out as something completely different about getting your finding what your audience really, really wants. I heard a great, I listened to a great podcast this week, Tim Ferriss podcast with Chip Conley, and it was really, really good. And you can find that on the Tim Ferriss channel if you want. But they were talking about finding that thing that's really going to like break it all open. And we know there are no magic bullets, but there is an element to this whole thing of, you know, bringing people into your world, of giving people kind of what they want. And a lot of times they don't know what they want, but you've got to know what you want. I don't know if that makes any sense. So for instance, there's a quote from Henry Ford that said, if he asked people what they wanted, he would have said they would have told him a faster horse. Okay. So you've got to look at what they're saying and kind of extrapolate from that. You can't just allow you. We have way too much in today's entertainment, especially in I think this is how a lot of movies get made. This is how a lot of music is made. I mean, most of the popular music, the music on the quote unquote top 40, whatever, is made by committee. These bands are put together by committee and everything, you know, through focus groups and polling, etc. And you can see what we have. Excuse me. So that element of the artist just giving out, putting his heart and soul on the line and doing his thing and getting people excited about that is kind of really not there. As indie musicians, we can't do it the way the corporate structure does it. And I think sometimes we're trying to do that. And we're trying to do that in social media. We're trying to, we're asking questions, we're polling, do you like this? Do you like that? Blah, 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 blah. Do you want me to sound like this? Do you want me to look like this? Whatever. And that is complete. Let's stop. We're going to stop doing that, because nobody could have predicted, okay, in 19, whatever that was, 90, whatever. What is it? 91, 92, when Nirvana broke, that was going to be the next sound. You could not have polled focus groups or asked people what they wanted to hear or anything. If people would have said what they wanted to hear, they probably would have mentioned the bands that were on the radio at the time. Oh, we want to hear more of those guys. Well, when's MC Hammer going to come out with a new song? When's Wilson Phillips going to come out with a new song? Okay, so we're constantly chasing, you know, so I mean, we shouldn't be constantly chasing whatever the hot thing is. As artists, we are to be innovators. We are to be kind of be leaders in art, and not saying, well, you know, putting it up in the air and seeing which way the wind blows. That is how the corporate structure is making movies and music today. That is not what we do. We don't have their polling machine. We don't have their marketing machine. We don't have any of this. So we have to do it in a different way. And which probably means for most of us, if not all of us, is getting involved with social media. I don't know about you, but I've been really frustrated with social media, like really frustrated, completely disgusted. I am not really interacting at all on regular Facebook at all. My team posts we do like these daily questions just to kind of get people talking. And I'm going to change that because, yes, we're getting people talking, but we're not getting any conversions. Nobody's doing anything. It's costing me money. I've got a team doing stuff that isn't bringing anybody. And Now, by conversions, I mean, I'm not necessarily meaning like dollars in the bank, but at least getting them to people to take some kind of action, investing in getting into my private Facebook group, downloading free music, something like that, signing up for some, even if it's a freebie or something for a dollar, something like that. And so you have, so while we do need to be strategic with this, it's really important because what is ultimately, guys, yes, it is social media and it's fun and, you know, you argue with your friends or whatever. It's not, ultimately, this is a business and we need to, it's stupid. It's a bad business to just be investing time and or money into something that it's not really bringing you any real return. If you're not funneling people into something, you know, moving them forward, it is nice and is like friendly and is cool and is a subtle way as possible. If you're not doing that in some way, then you're just wasting time, you're wasting money. And I want to stop doing that. So this is a challenge to myself to change this. So I've been doing some studying on this and been doing a lot of thinking about it. And so here's a couple things I put together, and I have a link to an article that I read called How to Find Content Your Fans Will Love. It's on postplanner.com. And I'm linking it in the notes. But asking is fine, but you got to read between the lines. So asking kind of what people want can be a mixed bag. Like I said, with the Henry Ford thing, you know, we aren't making faster horses. We've got to design the car. We've got to give them the thing that's going to go like, oh, wow. That's cool. And that is probably in you somewhere. You just have to kind of find it. So first of all, focus groups, polling, things like that, that's kind of what's wrong with the industry. What we want to start doing is start really putting ourselves out there in a very honest way. If that is gritty, dirty, whatever it is, a little wonky, a little crazy at times maybe, but you want to present your vibe, your brand. I know Carrie hates when we say brand, but that's technically what it is. You want to present that to folks in an honest way, who you really, really, really are. You don't know what's going to work and what's not going to work. I'm always surprised by what works and what doesn't. Stuff that I think works doesn't. Stuff that I don't think is going to work a lot of times works. So there's an element of taking the knowledge that you have about your fans, your fan base, your niche, you know, your micro niche, your sub-micro niche. You know stuff about that. And I would sit down and start making a kind of list of the things that you think that, you know, the things that you like, and the things that you think that other people in your niche also like, and start organizing those into stuff you could use on social media. So it might be like, and we talk about Leah on the podcast a lot because she is so good at this. It might be photos of things that, you know, that you're really into, artwork that you're really into. A lot of social media is visual. Maybe quotes, things like that. Maybe questions. Maybe questions about the niche. I mean, I'm in the hard rock and heavy metal niche. One of the things that obviously happened this year where everybody was going on tour. Everybody, we did a podcast at the in January on the tours you must see, and we couldn't keep it down to 10. We did like 20 or 25 because everybody was touring. That was big news. People were excited about it. People were talking about it. Now nobody's touring. Okay, that's water under the bridge, but that's not going to stay like that. So in my niche, that is something that's really important: is who's touring, what's going on, that type of stuff. Another thing that's, you know, big in my niche are, the, you know, sort of histories or sort of nuances or sort of like unknown facts about classic albums and classic artists. people love to talk about stuff like that in my niche. So, you know, posting stuff like that and engaging people over stuff like that gets them talking. Now, likes, shares, engagements, comments, those are all cool. But what we want to do is conversions. Conversions. That is way more nuanced. And that requires a lot of playing around. And that is something that I will put up my hand and say, while I got myself all excited about likes, shares, comments, and forgot about conversions. So I was bad at business for a while with this. So I'm regrouping and I'm rethinking about what we can do. Some of the things you can do is to put a link or say, if you like this thing that I shared, I'm sharing a lot more of it or in more detail in my private Facebook group, or, you know, sign up for my email list and you could get this content showing right up on your, in your email every day, or showing up on your mobile device every day. So that is a, like a, and that's just a small thing. So you've got to play around. You're not going to shoot. There is an element of throwing shit up against the wall and seeing what sticks. You don't completely know, but you're not completely blind either, which is my point. You have an idea, start experimenting, start playing around, but have the end goal in mind. And I think that this is where I lost focus with social media was, I had forgot about the end goal. The end goal is the conversions. The end goal is bringing people in to my world, and not just saying, oh, John liked my post, or like, oh, look, 20 people commented on my post. That's great. But did any of those people go take any action to get, you know, involved with my community? No, they did not. So this is something that absolutely, if you're doing this, I know I'm doing this. We have to change this. That's why the name of the podcast is I'm doing social media all wrong, and you probably are too. It's exciting to get all that interaction. It's fun, but if it doesn't lead to anything, it's like the quote from Macbeth, full of sound and fury and signifying nothing. And that is, I think, what's going on in a lot of with a lot of our social media stuff. Now, there is an element, and I don't want to get too far into this. Carrie and I and Joe, we've all talked about how not all social media is created equal. Not every channel is the same. So you can't do something on one channel and just expect to put it on all the channels. You're going to, and like I've realized, and everybody and all you guys have realized, is that, hey, maybe Twitter isn't your thing, or maybe Facebook isn't your thing, or maybe Instagram isn't your thing. It might be the hot new thing, but maybe you are rocking it on some other platform. That's where you need to, you know, concentrate, at least for now. Also, make sure you're interacting on those platforms in the way people want to be interacted with. So, so pay attention to that. Facebook people like to talk. You know, Twitter has a different thing. Instagram, people like pictures of pretty people and pretty things. So maybe as a guitarist, maybe what I need to start doing is doing some cool videos or cool photo shoots of my guitars and my amps and my gear. I'm brainstorming here with you guys. I'm right here. I'm thinking it out as I'm talking to you guys. So look at the platform, and does that platform fit what you're doing? Maybe that doesn't. Maybe Twitter really isn't where you should concentrate. Maybe you need to concentrate on Instagram. Maybe you need to concentrate on TikTok. Maybe you should be on YouTube. You don't know. You sort of have to play around with it and see which one's going to work, because they're not all created equal. They all want things. They all want their own sort of type of interaction. Making friends and interacting. Now, this is something that Leah does not talk too much about. More of her focus is on, you know, create the content that they love, move them into your thing, and blah, you know, stuff like that. And they're just bringing fans in, but, you know, on Twitter, for instance, Twitter is a great place to maybe interact or find folks that are maybe a few steps ahead of you in your niche, and to start to create relationships. So this is something that I feel is like really overlooked with social media, is the build the relationship. And I mean, really build it, not just like, oh, he comments on all my stuff. Well, if he's commenting on all your stuff, What does he do? Is he in the business too? Is there some way that you guys can, maybe he's got a big fan base too, and maybe the two of you can interact. We started doing this with my podcast. We bring on another podcaster every week now, pretty much every week, because the idea is to audience sharing. It's kind of like, I'll open for you if you open for me. Remember that when there were live gigs? So maybe there are collaborative things that can come about by making friends on these platforms, and not just, you know, trying to do it all on your own. So that's another thing I want you guys to really think about. And it's something I'm trying to think about more and more. We just get caught up in the daily thing. And I know with me, with running multiple businesses, what happens is, you know, I turn it over to my team and we're getting engagement, and then we forget about conversions because everybody's busy and we're doing stuff. And, you know, the kind of barn doors open and the horses are kind of running in and out as they please, and we're not really focused on something. So I think the first thing you have to do is to say, what is my goal with social media? If you're just getting on there every morning, I don't know where my phone is. I set it down somewhere. I was going to do a little demo. But if you're just getting on there every morning and just pissing around, ha, 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 you know, that guy's funny. Oh, that guy's a jerk. I hate his comment. Or, you know, oh, no, another political post or whatever. And you're just doing that. You are literally just taking your time. You're taking your time, which is your life, and just throwing it in the garbage. You want to be thinking about social media strategically. Now, That doesn't mean that it can't be fun. And that doesn't mean you have to come across as some kind of salesman. But I hate to tell you this. You are a salesman. Everybody is a salesman. If you're trying to get your kid to do his homework, you're a salesman. Okay? You're trying to convince your husband to pay for that, you know, $300 day at the spa. You're a salesman. All right. That is all sales. We're in sales every day, all day long. Okay. The way to do it, though, is people don't want to feel like they're being sold to. So, you know, you have the people on the one side of the curve who are like, you know, like I said, they get on social media and they get lost and they're arguing with people about politics or whatever. And they're all caught up in all this drama online. And they're not doing anything, just pissing their life away. Then you've got the people on the other side who look at social media as very extremely tactically, to the point where all they do is like run ads. And everything is, you know, like my page, go to my page, buy my stuff, go to my page, buy my stuff. Okay, those are both wrong. Okay, if you're doing both those things, you're doing it wrong. You need to take the aspect of the social media that is social and fun and interesting and interactive, and you need to leverage that to get the conversions. You can't go on there. I feel like the people that are on, I mean, I get this all the time, and I don't want to say anybody's name, but I get artists all the time that like they'll send me a friend request. The second I send me accept their friend request, I get a message from them saying, go like my page. No, you know, now I kind of want to unfriend you because that's not what friends do. Right. I think that's really shitty. I hope you're not doing stuff like that, but I know some of you are doing stuff like that. Stop doing that. That annoys people. It just pisses people off. It makes me immediately want to go and unfriend you. I'm not that evil, about it, but it does really upset me. Don't do stuff like that. You have to kind of create balance in there of, okay, what is the platform? How do people like to interact on it? How can we do a fun thing on here, an interesting, engaging thing, and also start nudging in people, pushing people towards our funnel? You have to think the funnel, guys. I know that you don't want to, you know, that sounds, again, like you're being a salesman. Sorry, you're a salesman. You have to start thinking, how am I going to get people into this funnel? How am I going to, you know, get people to take the next step? There is a great, and you'll see it when you go to the link that I post in the show notes. But there's a great diagram here. I'm not going to share the screen, but I am going to describe it to you. And the flow should be like this. They hear about you. Then they start to listen. So maybe they hear about you because you posted some very cool pic of like some awesome guitar you have. You posted something really interesting, some cool fact about Iron Maiden. It has to say that's your niche. You post a short clip of you doing a cover song, something like that, and you get their attention. The thing is then you want to get them to listen a little bit, to continue to pay attention. Then you want to kind of get them to believe in you. You see where this is going? So it's not like, you know, hear about us. What a lot of us are trying to do is go, hear about us, and then go to my page and buy my stuff. Okay, you're trying to get to the last step. You haven't done the steps in between. And then some of you are just the hear about us or listen to us, and you never take it any farther. This has to be done strategically, guys. You've got to keep these things in mind. So first they hear about you, then they listen. They start to kind of think, they start to kind of like, they come back for more, basically, is what it is. Then they start to catch what you're doing. They go like, I'm digging what this guy's doing. You know, this is really cool. He's got a cool angle on stuff. And this applies to any business. We're talking about the music business, but and he's got a cool angle on stuff. I like the way he plays guitar, or I love the way he interprets. He has a blues style that I've never really heard before, or whatever. He's got a cool haircut. I don't know, whatever it is. But over time, what happens is they'll keep coming back and they will start to believe in you. They'll start to catch on with what you're doing. They can't catch that from a Facebook post or a Twitter post or a Instagram photo. They can't. You've got to be consistent with it, and you've got to play around with it. You don't know what's going to work. So they heard about you. They start listening. Then they start kind of believing in what you're doing. And then I'm just going to use the B word. They buy from you. We got to get them to buy. We've got to get them. So, you know, you create some kind of tripwire product, something for a dollar, something. And then, of course, they're happy. And some entrepreneurs will tell you, and I think this is a valid point, that really after the buying, that's actually the more important part of the process. Because once they buy from you, then you want to get them to tell others. You want to get those referrals. I've been a member of Business Networking International for going on 3 years now. It's a really powerful organization because of the idea that getting people to refer you, and to refer you in a really kind of invested way. They're referring you because they really believe in you. They know, like, and trust you. That is really what you're trying to do. You're trying to get people to know, like, and trust. They purchase from you, love it, and you did such a great job. You under-promised and over-delivered, as they say, and then they're really excited. And then they tell others. So that the telling of that's when the sharing of your posts and stuff like that becomes really, really important. People that bought from you, if they're sharing, you've got something really powerful going on. But you got to get them to hear. That's the initial post. Okay. And then you got to continue to follow up with it. Stay consistent. I'm going to give you a little formula here, to just something to kind of think about. So what you want to do is you want to look at your current fan base, and you want to sort of create a little bit of a subset. Like, you want to observe the behavior of those who actually bought from you, not those who just comment. Okay. So you want to kind of see what they are doing. Okay. Those are bona fide customers. Okay. Then you want to determine how the past content has been received by those people. So maybe you create a chart or a sheet or a checklist or something like that. List every potential significant differentiation you can observe in your content and in the audience, okay? So the title, the topic, the format, you know, what were the different things that were in that piece of content that got that may have caused them to take action? Because still, we don't completely know. There is still that, but we can go like, this is why in Facebook ads, they have lookalike audiences, where they say these people took, this is why Facebook ads are, I still think, are really powerful, because they take a look at like people with whom have general behaviors, and they say, well, these people have these general behaviors, they may also be people who might want to buy this, because the people that bought this or liked this or were affected by this had these same characteristics. That's what you're kind of doing. And you want, and you got, and this is a pain in the ass. There's a lot of metrics here. You know, you want to look at, you know, today, did most people buy on Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Do most people buy, you know, on a holiday or when there wasn't a holiday or when there wasn't much going on? Excuse me. Or, you know, maybe your fans are really like anti-sports, so they buy during big sporting events because they don't want to be bothered with the NBA playoffs or the Super Bowl or something like that. I'm just winging it. I'm just throwing out some things that you might want to look at that might be important factors. And so the more effort you get to invest in getting to know this audience, the more likelihood that you're going to be able to create content that's going to reach people and bring those lookalike people in. So, and excuse me, and then you want to make most of your posts fit this criteria over time. This takes time to develop. This is not the easy path. This is not just like, oh, here's what I'm having for dinner. I'm going to post it on Facebook or whatever. This is thinking strategically about it. Maybe it is what I'm having for dinner that gets people's to hear about you first. I don't know. You know, maybe bringing in real life stuff. You don't know. Every niche is a little bit different. Every artist is a little bit different in how they choose to interact. We did a show where we talked about stage presence and whatnot, and how you deal with that when interacting with the audience. Are you always on? Are you always the guy in the makeup and the leather and the crazy, you know, goth hair or whatever? Or, you know, do you strip down and, you know, show the real side? Are you a real type artist who's like kind of really real all the time? You know, those, all that stuff factors into it. This is why, you know, millions of musicians want to be, you know, make millions of dollars in this business or be rock stars or whatever. And very, 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 very few of them get it. In the old days, you would have a team of people who worked on this for you. That's what the record company did. If they were doing their job, they would be looking at all this stuff and seeing what, you know, they would say, oh, when he wears the blue jacket, I'm oversimplifying, but when he wears the blue jacket, we notice that, you know, the crowd, you know, we put that on a magazine cover. It really sells. So more blue jacket, whatever. They would look at stuff like that. It's our job as an indie artist to kind of pay attention to those things and make some notes about what seems to be working and what doesn't. Okay. So if you are, guys, listen, man, it's not easy. If it was, like I said, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Everybody would be, you know, you wouldn't be listening to me and Leah and Carlos and John Ojaka and Tom Hess and Ariel and all these different people who are, you know, trying to coach you. None of us would be doing any of this because you guys have it all figured out. The problem is it's hard. It is really freaking hard to do. It takes a lot of, and what I mean by hard, it isn't hard like digging a ditch. It just takes a lot of time and a lot of testing and a lot of thought. This is something that people don't like to do, but to really, really think, look at your niche. Who are they? What are they? Remember, you are that niche too. I mean, if you're doing this right, that is you. Your ideal, your avatar in many ways should kind of be a mirror. Kind of. There will be differences, obviously. I mean, there are male artists who really appeal to female audiences and things like that. But I think that psychologically, spiritually, in a lot of ways like that, there's a mirror thing going on there. And you have to be very cognizant of that, and you have to be very aware of it. And it used to do more than that. You got to actually write it down. You got to keep some kind of like log or journal of what's working, what's not. And this is the slow road. I'm sorry. This is not the fast road. This is not the, you know, everybody who's listening to this, who listens to this, who follows me, whatever, can do this. 90% of you won't. 90% of you, here's what will happen. There'll be a group of people, whatever. I'm not doing none of that. There are the group of people who go like, that's a really good idea. I like that, but they're not going to do anything with it. There's a group of people who might try it for a little while and then they'll stop. And then there's the group of people who are, who there's a small one, maybe one or two of you out there who will take this to heart and really work at it. I'm going to be one of the people that really takes it to heart. I've spent 10 years probably on social media with what I feel is very little to show for it. I always did better playing gigs, teaching lessons and things like that. That has always been more of my bread and butter. So as much as I've been on here spouting about this stuff, I kind of feel like I've kind of lost my way a bit with it. So I'm making a commitment to change that. And I hope that you will join me and make a commitment as well to get strategic about your social media, or don't do it. That is the other option. I just want to conclude by saying, if lose the illusion that you're going to be able to do anything, with your career on social media, if you're not going to take this to heart, just lose that illusion and you'll be a lot happier, and just continue to, and then find another way. I mean, right now we're all kind of what they say on lockdown, but that's not going to last forever. And we're all going to be going out and meeting people and stuff like that. And I always kind of feel the way I've always done things has worked for me in the past is to kind of get my hustle on, if you will. I started a podcast business where, I help other businesses create podcasts, and I've been doing that by pure hustle. And I got like clients right away by just calling people up, meeting with people and stuff like that. Maybe that's better for you. Maybe the social media thing, you keep a little presence there, but you don't get too concerned about it. That is the other side of it, but what I'm saying is, don't be like, my God, I'm doing all this posting on social media and nothing's happening. It's because you're not doing it strategically. You don't have a goal in mind. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, you can't get what you want till you know what you want. Once you know, I'm doing this, this has to be strategic. This has to start to bring people in. Start with that. Meditate on that. Let that kind of flow in your brain. Start there, and then start to put together some of these. I gave you some suggestions. I think writing down what works and what doesn't is a great way to start. You could keep it really simple. I listed a bunch of metrics there to follow, but you could just be like, these posts converted, these did not. Okay, so I know not to do stuff like this. Stuff like this is really cool. Okay, then maybe start as you go, tweak around and find out, see if you can hone it a little bit better. I think a good kind of place to start with this is to think of, like, what if you were paying for every post? Think about that. What if every post you posted on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever, cost you some money? I think you would think a little bit more strategically about it. Think of it that way. All right, guys, that is it. There is a link to our mastermind group in the show notes. It's on Facebook. It's a private Facebook group. So please check that out. What goes on in the group stays in the group. The notes will be published up on Podbean and all the places, so you can just click the link there. My website is My website is lulombardirocks.com. That's the best way to get involved with my community and see everything we have going on there. Guys, have a great week. Get out there. Get strategic. And I will talk to you on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Musicians Mastermind.